Knock, knock. Knock, knock. Bro, it's a knock, knock joke. Like, you never heard of a knock, knock joke?
I know the knockout joke.
All right, look. All right, so you're supposed to say who's there. We're just going to start over.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Start go over. Ahead.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Guess. Girl, what are you? You know, we got a guest on today. Just drop the tape, man. One time for my L.A. sisters. One time, got the spot going up one time. Bro, you're so corny. I know what a knock knock joke is. I just didn't feel like playing with your shenanigans today, man. It's episode 56, Day One Lifestyle Friends, the podcast. As always, I'm here with Mr. Knock Knock, the Muffin Man 3-2. If you're a first-time listener, welcome to the podcast. If you're an old-time listener, we appreciate you coming back every week to put up with me and Muff. You can follow Muff at TheMuffinMan32. You can follow me at Fabs304. And follow our account at Day One Lifestyle. How you doing today, Muff? Day, the number one lifestyle. And I'm doing great. You know, I'm recovering.
Okay.
Very, very well.
I feel like.
It's crazy because, you know what? Remember we was talking about I had the back spasms the other week?
Spasms.
Turns out I actually had pneumonia, too. I went to the doctor. They diagnosed me. Glad I went. But we're good. But we back at it. Episode 56, going strong. It's the winter time. We back at it. Got more stories to share. More motivation to spread. More energy to bring. And we just got more episodes, man. Like we said, it's episode 56, man. Follow us. Give us a like. Give us a comment. DM us. Email us. Send a message in a bottle.
What?
Send a couple government pigeons and tape some messages to their legs. Whatever you got to do, man, get up with us because we like to hear the feedback. And we want to know what we're doing right. We want to know what we're doing wrong.
100%. And it is that time of year. College basketball has officially started. You know, that's our favorite time of the year.
Hoops.
But I got to give you some props. Your guy Lamar Jackson and the Ravens have been proving me wrong every week. I can't really say that. I like Lamar Jackson, but he plays for the Ravens, so you know I got to root against them. But he has been balling out, and I got to give you credit for that.
You know, at heart, I'm a Saints fan. But it's hard not to root for Lamar Jackson, man, and the Ravens squad. You know, being from Maryland, I got that Old Bay in my blood. And just to witness this just absolute dissecting of the defense every game. Bruh, I love it. I love to watch it, man. He's going crazy. He's going nuts. And I just want to see them keep going crazy. That's all I want.
Just not against the Steelers. That's it, man.
They're probably going to do that against the Steelers because the Steelers are some buns. They're like right next to the Cowboys right now.
That's the worst statement I've ever heard. I'm going to let you slide on the bus. Okay, I've had enough of it already. With all that said, Muff, it's time to bring on our guest, Elijah Macon.
And one.
Huh. All right, Muff, let's get into our guest for today. Today, we have on a Columbus native, former WVU Hooper, former, you know, grad just like ourselves, Elijah. Some people know him as Mr. M1 Macon.
Where's the crowd? Where's the crowd claps?
Oh, we got him right here, man. Get him in there.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all for having me, man. I appreciate y'all for having
Thanks for coming on, man.
Yes, sir.
First off, we got to say, man, happy belated also. You get to get the birthday.
I appreciate that, man. You know, just turned 17.
Now, speaking of celebrations, you know, I'm sure you've been watching some football. I just got to say, me and Muff were talking about Lamar Jackson, man. L-Jack, that's his squad. He's a Ravens fan. I'm a Steelers fan. So, you know, of course, we always butt heads. But we know you're the pass guy. Are you a little nervous right now? You know, L-Jack, we know what he did to the Patriots. Are you a little nervous right now about your Patriots? Do they need that loss?
I mean, you know, I feel like it wasn't. Okay, I'm gonna be truthful here. I was hurt that game. But at the same time, I love Lamar Jackson, so I couldn't be too mad. It was just like, we kind of needed that. But, you know, it is what it is, man. You know, we're going to move on from it.
Yeah, man, he been going crazy. And today, man, like.
Oh, man, Cincinnati game was crazy.
He's just different, man, like electrifying. He's good to watch, man. He can scramble out. Yeah.
Man, it's the new Michael Vick.
Literally.
Well, like I said, we got Elijah Macon on. For a lot of fans, they know some of his story. And, you know, we know a little bit too, but we want to know a lot more. And like I said before, growing up in Columbus, what was that journey like growing up in Columbus, man?
Oh, man. I mean, it wasn't too far from, you know, the average, you know, anybody growing up, how we grow up. It wasn't fun. It was fun at times. It was bad at times. But, you know, basically, you know, struggled through it, you know what I'm saying? I got it, I made it up out of there, man. I'm living my dream now. It's pretty much what it was.
Facts. And you know, like living your dream is something incredible, and to be able to, you know, make it out of different situations and do all those things, it shows you, like, you know, how much you have inside of you. And yeah. You know, for you, of course, you're playing basketball, but growing up, were you always just playing basketball, or were you, you know, playing other sports as well?
I mean, I did everything, man. I played soccer, I played baseball, I did tennis, I played football. I really did a lot of stuff. I just felt like basketball stuck out the most. Like, it was just the I was obviously the most talented at basketball, so I just stuck with it. I had a group of friends, my brothers, you know, to the death of me. Like, they just like kind of like forced me, like, nah, you need to just like stick with this, like, we know you an athlete, but you'll be better at just playing basketball. So kind of just stuck with that, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I always say too is that it was always just so easy to walk around anywhere. You see all these parks everywhere, and there'd be a basketball setting somewhere. With, like, I love baseball too, and Muff loves baseball. It's like you kind of need a group of people for that, or, you know, you got need a bat, glove, all that type of stuff. Basketball, there's a court somewhere, a hoop somewhere. Everywhere. And there's a basketball usually already sitting there. Like, you're bound to be able to just pick up and play. It's, like, one of the easiest sports to just do that.
Literally, put the ball in the hoop, man.
And shoot, even if it ain't a hoop out there, man, you could throw a little target on the
wall.
Get the milk crate.
The crate, you know what I'm saying? Anything, the bar. Man. As long as the ball going through it and count.
Literally, man.
It's universal, for real, man. Universal.
Yeah, most definitely.
And to me, like, I like working out, but, like, I feel like basketball is just the best cardio because you run up and down the court and you don't even think about it. Whereas if you just run in straight lines, you're like, man, I've been running for an hour and it's only been 5 minutes.
Yeah. It's just like, you're not just running, you know what I'm saying? You might get to cross a couple people. You might get to dunk some and block some shots, you know what I'm saying? It comes with fun, you know what I'm saying? You're just running up and down for punishment.
Yeah, you're nobody getting dunked on.
Nah, none of that.
Or dunking, hard layups. Only.
That's right, man. That's right. None of that. Nah, it's funny because I literally just came from a rec game, and I felt like when I 3 minutes, I'm like, hey, someone saw Ben, man. I can't imagine. Can't imagine, man, what y'all had to deal with back in the day with the treadmill and all that. I don't even want to. You probably don't want to hear about that anymore.
Hey, listen, I'm here to give y'all the answers to whatever y'all need to hear, man.
Well, hey, like I said, man, out of Columbus, transition a little bit, fast forward to high school. You know, I know you start out there, and then you ended up in West Virginia at Huntington Prep, played at Brewster also. So you got to experience a little bit of, you know, traveling at an early age. What was that like, and how'd that prep you for the next level?
Oh, man. I mean, I can honestly say that traveling for me started in sixth grade. That's when I officially started playing AAU. I think my first trip was probably to Chicago, I believe. That's the first time I ever traveled outside of the state.
Home of the Miles.
So, yeah, man. I mean, ever since then, though, I kind of liked it. You know, it's just like, you know, you get to travel for free at that. You know what I'm saying? All just because you're playing basketball. So, I mean, I would say, you know, the transitioning of it. I mean, I started out playing AAU. You know, of course, I played with Juwan Staten. For all Ohio Red basketball, I could research them. I mean, that team I played on was crazy. I mean, we probably played like, probably won like 200 games and lost like five. Some crazy stats, like over like the crazy years. I mean, I played with all types of guys, from Terry Rozier to Trey Burke to Aaron Kraft, Adrian Payne, Jared Sullinger, some legendary college basketball players, you know what I'm saying? So I played with a lot of people at a young age. And by the time I got to high school, I was just like on a whole different level of, because I was already playing up and playing with the older guys. And guys in my city wasn't doing that at the time. You know, everybody was playing local ball and this and that. And the only really people in the city was Trey Burke and Jared Sullinger besides me. So, yeah.
No, that's cool. And I know, like, you know, playing all the AAU and being in that circuit and seeing a bunch of guys, and you ended up at Huntington Prep with Andrew Wiggins. You know, like, talk about, you know, like, playing that high caliber at an early age and traveling and getting used to that type of schedule.
Yeah, I mean, well, I would say just from being, like I said, starting in the AAU, the program I was playing in, we played in the top programs. I mean, we played in the EYBL. That's when the EYBL had just started. So this is basically prep school and college, basically before high school even starts, you know. And basically, you know, the transition to Huntington was basically, you know, I played at AAU and I got used to playing with these guys all the time. I'm just like, man, if I could just play with these guys all the time, that would make me 10 times better before I even get to college. So why not go to prep school and play with the top players in the country and play against, you know, Oak Hill Academy and Brewster Academy and all the top prep schools in the country that's playing on ESPN. And Huntington Prep at the time was a new prep school. You know, they was never really heard of. There was probably 2-3 years within the game, and that year they officially got recognized by Nike just because Wiggins was coming to America. He was the number one player coming to America from Canada. So I was a senior. I had just transferred to Huntington Prep from my school in Columbus. I was a senior, so that's when I first heard about him. I didn't know nothing about the guy. I just kept, coach kept calling me like, yeah, we got this guy, Andrew Wiggins. I'm like, I don't care who he is. You got to guard me. I'm the senior on the team, so I don't care who he is. But when he came, this guy was, you know, he was unbelievable. He is what he was, you know what I'm saying? He went number one, and that's, I seen that from the jump, you know? So it was a great time playing with him, and definitely, you know what I'm saying, learning and, you know, got a brother for life. Especially all those guys, you know, the Huntington Prep team, Brewster Academy.
Nice, man. On episode 40, we had on M1 product and shoe designer Ryan Holler. And, you know, we just went down memory lane a little bit talking about the M1 mixtape days. But, honestly, I remember seeing you early on. I want to say a Huntington Prep one with you and Andrew Wiggins and a couple other guys on the team that were.
Hey, that team was scary.
I know, it was.
That team was scary.
And then I saw some highlight tapes of even just you and Dunkline. Dunk lines, you know what I mean? Yeah. And before the game for Brewster and all that. And I was telling Muff, I was like, man, like, really had me thinking back of when did the highlight tapes and the AAU and all that really start to really pop online. And it really made me think of, like I said, you were one of those early people that I saw that, and it really did kind of get you a little excited about being like, man, this guy's coming to WVU to play. Like, did you kind of feel that way too? Like, it helped buzz?
Oh, most definitely, man. I mean, I committed to West Virginia. See, I was taking trips to West Virginia from high school. Maybe like my freshman year, I had a team camp, a elite camp. I came to West Virginia. But before that, I was ranked top 10 in the country as a high school player at the time. Just from that following summer, I had played up with Sellinger and all those guys. So coming into my sophomore year of high school, I was ranked top 10 in the country. So when I committed to West Virginia, it was just like, oh man, we're getting a top 10 player, and his future McDonald's All-American. And it was just like, okay, I mean, I appreciate it. I'm still young, so who knows what can happen. You know, I might change my mind. You know, I was just committed. I was my first college I ever been to besides Ohio State campus, you know. So I grew up in Columbus, so besides that, I was like, oh, it's pretty lit, you know? Besides Ohio State, I ain't never been to a different college campus, so I liked it.
Like, did you want to go to Ohio State at all, or did you feel like you wanted to get away from your hometown?
Yeah, I mean, I got, you know, they recruited me. I went to football games, basketball games, you know, all the unofficial visits and stuff. And, I mean, that's basically what it was, man. I mean, I knew that campus before I was 10 years old, you know? Like, I wanted to get out. I always wanted to get away from home, you know what I'm saying? I was always that
I wanted to get away from mom, you know what I'm saying? I got to go out and be my own man. So I wanted to leave Ohio. I wanted to be the first one to leave Ohio. So that was definitely a plan to leave wherever I went to school. I wanted to leave Ohio. Yeah.
Okay. So then based off that, you know, like since you were, you know, so highly sought after out of the, I guess, the schools that you were looking at, what kind of made you choose Dub V and what made you say, you know, this is the home for me and this is where I know I'm supposed to be at?
Huggins. Honestly, Huggins and Eric Martin. I would say I met Coach Martin first, obviously. He's a great guy, man. He's a great father figure, man. He took me under his wing at a young age and, you know, through a process of being, you know, recruited, you know, I got recruited by a lot of schools and just West Virginia was one of those schools that stuck with me through a lot of things. You know, I had a lot of couple grade problems and stuff, you know, everybody did, but they was the one school that stuck with me through the whole recruiting process, you know, and that shows loyalty, and I ended up choosing who was going to be loyal to me at the end.
Fast forward a little bit, the college, I know, you know, those early years of college, you're battling a lot of adversity on and off the court, and, you know, a lot of people might have not known that. I remember you said in an interview with Mike Kazaza, shout out to him, a few years ago, you said, and let's see if you remember this, you said, my first 2 years, I don't believe I was into it mentally. From family things to personal things and trying to figure Elijah out. That's pretty much what I worked on over the summer. A lot of self-evaluation of myself and what I need to do.
Yeah, most definitely. For those who don't know, I lost my mother to breast cancer my year I was redshirting. So when that happened, I wanted to leave school. I mean, I was just completely over it. But to find out that, you know, me and Hugs really became so close. And, I mean, I don't really have to walk around brag and boast about it. But, you know, me and him, we both lost our mother to breast cancer. So we became very close after that, you know, because, you know, I had a bad temper. I was losing it, you know what I'm saying? And it just took me a while to really get to fall back in love with basketball. I was so focused on just the fact that I just lost my mom and I still have to practice and I have to go to school and I have to fly and I gotta do this and that. And you know what I'm saying? Everybody's dream is to make it to the NBA. And at the end of the day, it was just like, I was so focused on, all right, now I really gotta make it. And I was going through what I was going through, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, situation didn't plan out how it was supposed to, but this, you know what I'm saying? It was just like I went through a lot of stuff at that time, and I still made it out. And I graduated college, and I'm still playing professional basketball like I promised my mom. So I'm doing what I was supposed to do in the first place.
Exactly.
Salute to that, man.
Hey, salute, man. Yeah. And that shows you, you know, the type of strength that you have and the type of capability that you have, you know, like to make it out of that. You're not only where you come from, but to make it out of that situation and to kind of be able to relate to your head coach, like that's something that you can't really
on a different personal level that nobody, I don't want to, you know, I don't know whoever's close to him like that, but that's like real personal on a whole nother level that, you know, a lot of people don't really understand. To lose, you know what I'm saying, lose a mother to breast cancer and stuff like that. So,
you know, I can't speak on it personally for you, but like I feel like that summer, you know, it might have lit a fire under you to be like, man, you know, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, like, she wanted me to do this. She was proud of me doing this. And I feel like that next year you came out, you had so much energy, so much fire. And you're like, man, it's time to go.
Yeah, man, it was it. I was on.
Do you feel like that summer helped you elevate your game a little bit?
I mean, honestly, it is what it was, you know, when I said in the interview, I mean, that's exactly what I did. I started doing yoga. I just started doing more self-evaluation. Like, I really sat back and was like, all right, I've made it this far in life. And I'm not coming this far to, you know what I'm saying, just come to college and, you know, a couple Sweet 16s. And we top 10 team in the country, and we press Virginia. And I'm like, you know, but that all came with, all right, that goes gonna come off with how you perform this year, you know what I'm saying? And that's only gonna come with how you bring the energy to the team. And I really took that upon myself to just really come out and have the best year I could have for West Virginia that year.
Man, that year, man, oh, so it was heartbreaking, man, because y'all were balling out that year. And we got some tough draws, man, tough draws. Came up a little short. I was, you know what, man, I was really hoping, he was coming back senior year, but I'm happy to see everyone be able to go on and continue the future and doing exactly what you're, you know, doing today, playing, still being able to play. But what were you thinking at the time, if you remember, as far as like, do I come back senior year? Do I go play overseas? Like, was it something you weighed in on, or was it an easy thing to do?
Oh man, I mean, honestly, it was an easy thing to do, kind of because of what I went through so much in school. I just wanted to graduate. And I wanted to graduate from my mom. Like, the whole reason for me even doing this and playing basketball and sticking with it is to get my mom something out of it, you know? So I wanted to graduate, like, no matter what. I was just like, nah, after I graduate, I'm really done with school. You know, I wasn't the biggest fan of school. Nobody really liked school. So it's just like, yeah, nobody really liked school. So it's just like, you got a chance to graduate and you don't have to go to school no more. Like, I'd rather do that. And I could go make some money. Like, yeah, I'd rather just go ahead and start my life and get to it. Like, man.
Facts. Once a mountaineer, always a mountaineer, man. You bleed that blue and gold.
Man.
You know, we got so much W pride, man. And it's very well known, especially within the basketball program, man, that, you know, it's such a welcoming culture. And, you know, when it comes to, like, alumni from just coming to practices or, you know, open gym, just the love that you get from fans, it's just something that you can't really replace.
Yeah, man. And they travel everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere they travel. I love it.
I see them in the airports and gas stations everywhere.
I met people in Virginia in Budapest.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, and they knew who I was. I was like, wow, all the way over here. I was trying to get away from America, and there's still a Virginia fans over here.
Right.
I was like, wow, I'm so happy to see y'all.
And you know, and I think that's why people really love like the TBT tourney. And I think it was episode 45. We got to talk a little bit more about it with Jake Pavorsky. And then in episode 52, we got to talk to Juwan, of course, G-Wano. Talk about, you know, being back around the squad and everything. How did it make you feel being back around the guys and being just, you know, back around that camaraderie and just feeling that blue and gold around you?
Man, well, you know, that's two different times of West Virginia. You know, that's the Final Four team, then you got the Sweet 16 teams. Like, that's two different breeds of guys, you know what I'm saying? So it's all love, and we all come together just because we all grew up under the same dad. We was all taught the same principles of life from the same man. So when it come to basketball, we all know what it come down to when we get on the floor. Whether we played with each other 20 years ago or we didn't play with each other at all. We know when we get on the court, you gotta play defense, and your ass better run the floor.
Or you're hitting the treadmill.
Yeah, you go sit over here with me.
Elijah, I shared a story a little bit when I got back, how Juwan hit me up the night before and was like, man, like, Dave can't go. Is there any way you can go? I'm like, I looked at my work schedule. I'm like, yeah, I'm out. I'm coming.
Yeah, man.
And
you can't miss that trip.
Man, I tell you what, I told Muff this too, man. I was so glad I went because, I mean, we could sit here for days, but I mean, just some of the goofy stuff, and most of them probably involved Billy Hahn. And I mean,
he know he couldn't miss that trip. He's like, hold up, all these ass, hold up, I gotta go on this.
I knew I'd get some good content. And I was like, I gotta step out, man. Take the trip to Richmond, man.
Yeah, man, it was a great trip, man. Hopefully next year, you know what I'm saying, it'll be a lot better.
Yeah, 100%. I agree too. Yeah. First year in it, came up a little short, but.
Hey, we gotta win.
Hey, I told John, man, let me just hold 10K. 10K hey, or two, man. I'll be good.
We gotta win, though. You know, most teams don't even get a win. They get sent home the first day.
Yeah. I was, like I said, I was telling Muff a little bit about it, man, but I just felt like every story somehow ended up with Billy. I'd never forget the we was coming home. We just stayed at Five Guys. We was coming home, and they said, hey, call Billy and see where they're at or whatever. Dev Williams said, hey, Billy. He said, who's this? He says, Devin. Billy said, who's Devin? Devin said, man, how many Devins, like, how many other Devins do you know that sound like me? Like, deep voice like that.
How many Devins you got calling you? I mean, Devin asking you where are you at.
But yeah, man, like I said, that guy Billy, man, he's a trip. I know he's around the team here and there, but You know, I don't know how much you got to spend. You're in and out of Morgantown some this summer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Like Muff said, I know you guys all get back in the gym sometimes when you can there, and you know put in some work, because all you guys are gearing up to go to your prospective country and different places to play. I don't know if you got to see the home opener at all, but the guys were looking pretty good. But you know, like I said, we have a bunch of Mountaineer fans on this podcast, and a bunch of college basketball fans. I feel like, so we just wanted to talk to you a little bit about your thoughts on this year's Mountaineer squad.
Man, I mean, obviously from what I've seen, they got to come with it, man. That's all. I mean, you know, they got to have that mentality, man. They got to have that dog in them. I mean, you know, it was crazy. Our team was crazy. We were fighting each other. So when it came to playing basketball on the court, we was ready to fight the other team. Like, we was really crazy out there. I mean, I know y'all remember John Houghton. He used to scream at people taking the ball out, like, at the top of his lungs. Like, we were just, when it came to basketball, we got crazy. Like, we just flipped out. His hugs had us so crazy. It was just so competitive. And the practice, when it came to the game, oh man, it was blood. Like, we wanted to see it. Like, we was ready. Like, come on, let's go. So yeah, I just feel like they gotta have that leader. They need to have somebody step up this year to, you know, get in everybody's ass and let them know that, you know, we're not just doing it to come out here and play basketball for these people. We got to come out here and win, because it's about winning. You got to come and win. So, you know, it really don't matter if you're not winning. You're just playing basketball. You can go play that direct.
And that's like you. I mean, you're roommates with Dev, B-Walk. Like, you guys were going at it every day in practice. Then you got to see each other's ass at home. Like, you know what I mean? I'm sure y'all got tired of that every day.
We drive home together, you know what I'm saying? We stepped on my toe 40 times this week, and I gotta get, you know what I'm saying, ride home with you, you know what I'm saying? But it was a good time though, man. Yeah, that, I just feel like, you know, somebody this year, they need to step up. They got a lot of talented players, you know, they're young, they're still young, so, and a lot of new players as well. So, I mean, you know, the older guys, the more experienced, like Chase and Logan, I'll be looking for them to step up, you know, and put guys in their places, not just, you know what I'm saying, on a basketball term, and let, you know, people know it's time to win, you know what I'm saying? You know, people like Wani, that's why I love Juwan Staten to this day. Wani used to have the team come to his house. We all used to go to Wani's house. We used to all get pizza and go to Wani's house and watch film. And that's how that team was so successful, because we were so close outside of basketball practice. You know what I'm saying? After basketball, we still hung out. It might not be for that long, but you know what I'm saying? We still hung out, watched film together, and then after that, it is what it is. We'll see each other at the club, or we'll see the next day at school, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But we were so close outside of basketball. That's how we were able to, so it transferred so good to the court. We were always hanging with each other, and we were always clicking good outside of basketball practice, outside of basketball.
And I feel like that's really, really what it's about too. Like, you can practice as much together, you can play as much together, but if you don't really have that relationship or that chemistry outside of the court, like, granted it can work, but it's not really gonna work as well as you want it to.
Right.
And I actually noticed that, because I like some of the younger guys, and one that I noticed in the home opener was Jordan McCabe. Even though he didn't play that much, they had mentioned that he started this thing called Breakfast Club back in high school, right?
Yeah, things like that.
He brought it back to college. So you got a 6 a.m. shooting group and you got a midnight shooting group. You can hit both or you can hit one, whatever, you know, sleeping schedule that you're on.
It goes a long way, especially later on down the season. You know, when y'all get mid-season, when y'all start to get into that conference play, y'all supposed to be so close that, you know what I'm saying, Hugs got to tell y'all to quit hanging out. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all should be watching so much film and be ready to destroy the next team so much, you know what I'm saying? You should be thinking about nothing else but basketball until the basketball season is over.
Like in guards, you know, I think a point guard, as you see, is a typical leader. I'm going to see this year if Jordan or Deuce or Knapp or Brandon, B-Knapp, if one of those guys can step up and definitely lead the team, because to me, like, Jermaine Haley's looking strong, and the Matthews looking like a star. And like I said, with Derek, I feel like Derek is our workhorse. You know, he's the go-to guy. You being a guy playing down low in the post a lot, how do you feel about Derek? And could this be a big breakout year, you know, for his sophomore season?
You know, I'm rooting for Derek to the end. That's my little brother. He's an Ohio guy, man, you know. We take care of each other. That's my dog. I'm rooting for him. I'm up there wishing for the best. He's also a Brewster Academy alumni. Shout out to Brewster Academy. That's my brother, man. I've known Derek since he first came on to West Virginia. I mean, he had his little official business and stuff, so I met him, but I've known Derek for a while. You know, I've known him since he was a little younger because, you know, we both grew up in Ohio, so I've known him for a little while. I'm rooting for him. Him and Big Oscar, man. I'm rooting for the guy, man.
Yeah, and I feel like Big O, he's still getting used to some things, but you could see a glimpse of...
Yeah, it's a whole... It's a
different ball game, team. Right?
Yep.
But he's so smart, and he's so young. Once he catches on to it, it's going to get scary. That's all I can say. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, you can't play at that high level and win that much at a high level and not... Yeah. And just forget
he
it.
He just came out of high school. He just came out of high school. He was playing with dudes, you know what I'm saying? You're hype. You know what I'm saying? Like, slamming on him. No, I'm just being real. Like, I know. The school he was at.
5'7"
you know
white dudes.
Western. You know what I'm everybody, he going against everybody his size now. Everybody the same size as you, run fast as you, strong as you, jump, you know what I'm saying? Just as high as you. So now you got to put everything you learned about basketball your whole life and put it together. You know what I'm saying? Now that's how you become a professional basketball player. That's how you become a real basketball player. So once he gets all that going, man, it's going to be scary, man. Cause he got a lot of talent in him.
Yeah, facts. Honestly, like it's you can see a glimpse of that too, like how he was running the floor. You know, a little bit different mentality, like, and that's what you expect when you come into WV, you know.
Yeah, that's how I was. I mean, you know, once I finally got to play, I was hyped. It was just like, all right, I'm just do whatever. Once you slow down and let the game come to you. And once he learns that, man, it'll be so much easier for him, man. Yeah, he'll be great for it.
Fact. Now, you know, transitioning from college and going to your new journey, you know, last year was nothing new. You were able to play in, you know, a few different countries, traveling all over the world, you know, stamping that passport.
Man, getting them tattoos on that thing.
You know, and some of the places you played in, like Chile, or Chile, I don't even know how you pronounce it.
Chile.
We got to give you a round of applause for that, man.
Round of applause, man.
I appreciate that, man.
That's nothing short of amazing and a blessing. And, you know, just keep going. But finding out, you know, last week that you're joining the St. John's Edge in the six.
Yes, sir.
How did that make you feel? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Man, well, first I would like to say, you know, thank you to the team, you know, for even reaching out to me, to give me another chance to continue to play basketball. But yeah, man, I'm excited. It's a new team out there. I mean, that league is pretty still new out there, so it was flourishing. I mean, Big Baby Davis was their big man last year, so I'm kind of replacing him. So, I got to go up there and do my thing. But yeah, man, I'm going up there. I get to play with the filet. He gonna be my guard up there. So we gonna go up there and hopefully take care of business, man. You know, it's all about going to win a championship and make your money. But you going to take care of business. You know what I'm saying? Work.
So far playing overseas, man. What's like some of the biggest adjustments to you, as far as style of play or just anything in general?
Well. The pace, I mean, it depends where you're playing at. I mean, you know, Europe is a little faster. South America wasn't, you know, it's more of a college pace, you know what I'm saying? So was Bosnia. Bosnia was a little faster. It's just more of a speed thing, I would say. The living and eating, you know, that's always going to be different. You know, you move into somewhere, you know, they might not have chicken. They might have to have some Burger King. You don't get no more nothing. You know what I'm saying? You gotta learn to cook. You know, so hopefully, you know, this is a you know warning for everybody that's wanting to go play overseas. You better learn how to cook before you leave the house.
Hey man, if you need some recipes, hit
don't
me
get
up,
this
man.
Guy started. Don't get this guy
whip
started.
That joint, bye.
Hey, you better start your classes, man. Cause hey. Hey boys, y'all, you better learn how to cook, man, because your lady ain't going to be there with you all the time, and you can't keep just eating fast food or anything, so you're going to have to cook for yourself.
Big Facts.
But other than that, man, I would say, you know, the time difference, you know, that's a big change. My sleep schedule is forever messed up. I fall asleep whenever I fall asleep. I'm on so many different time changes right now, man. I just go to sleep whenever I go to sleep, you know.
So look, like we said, you're on the Day One Lifestyle and Friends, the podcast. It's your first time listening. We got Elijah Macon on.
And one.
This is my first podcast.
Hey, we're playing a nice little segment of Is It True? I'm going to say a statement, and you just got to let me know if it's true or not. Is it true that you were a big Bruce Lee fan and like to meditate?
True.
True.
Is it true that you could shoot better than your old roommate, Devin Williams?
True.
Oh, we're about to start a beef right now, baby.
We might have to get the stats out for that, Mark.
We're going to pull them out this year. Dev is late in score right now in Turkey, so I got to do my thing. I got to do my thing this year. I'm ready.
Yeah, shout out to all you guys playing everywhere, man.
Hey,
man,
shout out to the gang, man. Everybody doing their thing, man. Everybody playing ball.
Is it true John Flowers' first car was a 1998 Chevy Impala?
Ooh, I don't know that one. I don't know. I can't answer. I don't want to say yeah or no. I don't know that one.
That's a tough one.
Hey, Muff, I don't know that one either. I just...
Had the buck, Chevy.
Where's DC? He's not from DC. He's from Waldorf, so he probably had like snow tires and all that. You know what I mean? Out there.
You gotta catch
snow,
a plane ticket to where he was from. You gotta catch a plane ticket.
I'm gonna tell y'all this. My first car was an '83 box Chevy.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, '83 box Chevy.
You had the dunk out there. You had the 24s in the back.
You know, I had the 15s back there waking up the street.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Last one for you. Is it true Columbus is home to the very first Wendy's?
Is it? I'm going to go true just because.
Yeah. Shout out to Columbus. It is true.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Shout out to Columbus, man. Shout out to Columbus.
Shout out to the game.
Hey, Transcepts, you got to start it up and you got to do it right. Fresh, never frozen. And the spicy nugs. You got to give them that.
Oh, man. I did not know that. That's dope.
Now, Muff. During the TBT trip, man, for the most part, me and Elijah, we were in charge of the aux for the most of the time, and our sprinter. So you know we got to talk music. We talk music on here if you're a first-time listener. And what we like to do is pick four songs or albums, and we like to say grade it. Any album songs, give it an A through F rating. This time, we let Elijah pick the songs. Okay, so it might be some good ratings. We'll have to see though. I don't know. We're gonna find out here though. First one up is Hot by Young Thug featuring Gunna. What are we rating this?
It is an A++ because they put Travis Scott on there.
Yeah.
It's an A++. And I heard it last night here in Atlanta.
See, I ain't even heard the remix yet. But I'm already giving the original.
Either,
I'm already giving the original A+. Cause that joint is all around, just composed well. It's a full sound.
It's a whole nother sound. It's a whole nother sound added with Travis Scott. You know, he brought his instruments to the game.
And see, you know, it's crazy because I'm really not a huge Travis Scott fan. It's probably like four or five songs that I really, really like from him. But I know that the sound that he brings, I think I'm gonna like it on this joint. Cause like, you know, flute on there, it sound like, you know, some dolphins just playing in the ocean. And they just, you know, talking to their friends.
It's just the best day ever outside.
Yeah, you just skipping through a field. I like that joint, but I'm gonna give it A+ off rip.
Yeah, most definitely.
I'm gonna go A. I can't not go A. When you hear that with some speakers or in a car, I mean, it is like you said, Muff, some dolphins out there singing, man. I'm going A2. All around, good song. We can all agree on that. Next is one of my favorite artists, man, Big Crit. Make It Easy by Big Crit.
Yeah. That is for those who don't listen to Big Crit, if you haven't heard that song, it's a very good song to work out to. It's just a good song to wake up and go get your money to, man. It's a great song. I'm giving that an A+ as well.
Okay.
I see. I got to mix it up on it, man. Go ahead, Mom. Oh, yeah.
Mix it. No, you mix it. Mix yours in.
No, I can't because I love Crit too. I can't go A plus though. I gotta go regular. I gotta go high A. This is like a 96 on a test score. You know, it's a nice A. I agree with them. Crit's up there. I'm saying I gotta switch it up. I gotta add in another song, man, just so Elijah doesn't give an A plus on everyone. You know.
Nah, see, look, I'm gonna give this an A minus because it's not something that I would normally listen to, but I added it to my Apple Music. Like, I love the flows, the bars is crazy, and I've heard some big Crit before, and I just like how he just goes on it. He's got a different kind of sound, you know, and stuff.
It's real rap, you know. We don't hear that a lot of it no more, so
facts.
I appreciate the bars when I can hear them.
Facts, you know, I listen to this joint while I'm chilling. While I'm in the kitchen, if I'm teaching somebody a new recipe or something, or like you said in the gym, if I'm going to get some cardio or something, bro, I'm running in that joint. Like, I love what he's talking about in that joint.
It's on the flow, yes, sir.
Crit doesn't get the credit he deserves, man. He's right up in that class, in my opinion, with the Coles and the Kendricks of the world. But you know what I mean? He had some management stuff that kind of happened. And
politics,
exactly,
man.
You know how it goes.
Yeah.
But shout out to Crit, man. He's on tour right now doing his thing. And like I said, I think this album was one that he really felt like was something that he wanted to create, you know. Third song we have is Big by Young M.A.
Okay, yeah, that song, I'm going to give it a C.
Okay.
Only because I'm not the biggest Young M.A. fan, but the beat. She gets a beat for the pass, but other than that, yeah, I don't really like that song. I just heard it the other day, so when you sent me the song, I was just like, I just heard this song, and I wasn't like, oh, this is horror. It was just like, all right, she got a nice flow on it, but you know, it's a nice little song. It got a nice little vibe to it.
See, me, I'm gonna get that joint a B minus. Like, I like Young M.A. It definitely, like you said, it wasn't her best flow. It wasn't her best song, but like, my favorite part was just, like, she was just talking shit. She was just, I like the hook. I really like the hook on that joint.
Yeah.
And it's something I would just vibe with. Like, if I'm just riding in the car and somebody play it, I'm like, okay, here we go. But it's not something I'm going to add to my playlist.
Exactly. This is something that might pass by if somebody else playing it.
I'm going C minus. I agree. It's not something I'm saving in my Apple Music. I don't think it's terrible. Nothing against Young A. I think she does have bars. I think she is nice. It's just not something I'm really going to see myself thrown in rotation. So for that reason, I'm going C minus. Fourth song and last song we have is Turnpike Ike off Rick Ross's latest album. What are you guys giving this?
Yeah. I'm going to give it a C also. I mean, only because there's so many songs in that album that I like besides that one. So I'm going to give that one a C. I didn't really like that song that much, but yeah, I like other songs on that album that's better than that one.
You're a big Ross guy, right?
Yeah, man, you know Ross, man. That's my guy. He be talking that talk. Ross be talking that talk.
What's your favorite song off that album?
Fascinated.
Fascinated. Okay.
Yeah, Fascinated.
See, I'm giving this joint a B minus. Like, it's kind of the same perspective. Like, I like how he just talking that talk. It's that classic Rick Ross. But it's other songs I like more. Like, I like Act a Fool.
Yeah, I like the song Big with Time. Nipsey.
Yeah,
Nipsey. Yeah, he got the song with Nipsey on there. Like, that song, you know, he got a couple other songs on there. He got the song on there with Summer Walker.
Yeah, that's a good track.
He got a couple hits on there, man.
I think we might have talked about it, honestly, before, but the Ross's beat selection, I mean, it's always undefeated. You can always expect that.
We did. Impeccable. Yeah, man. Oh, man. Greatness.
We always, like, you know, you always have DJ Khaled or someone doing albums for people, but I think Ross would be a nice A&R for someone's album, you know? Like, I'd love to hear him A&R a Nas album or something, you know?
Oh, man.
It make you just want to wear a pea coat and an Audemars, you know?
Yeah, man, you know? Some Gucci slides, walk out on the beach with your drink, literally. You know?
With the umbrella in your drink.
Muff, I'm going to go B minus with you. I really like the beat. I like the album. I'm not as big on Ross, but like I said, I love his beat selection. I love that beat, and like you said, he glided on it a little bit. So I'm going B minus also. Those were the four songs. Twitter, Instagram, everyone, let us know if we did it justice or what rating you're gonna give them.
Lastly, we got a few quick hitter Twitter questions. Dave from the Final Forecast said, ask him why he won't return our calls. I said, I'll make sure I ask him, Dave. Shout out to Dave, man. At MC Slips, he wants to know, what was your transition like coming to Morgantown when you first got there?
I mean, like I said, it wasn't nothing crazy. I mean, I was visiting Morgantown since middle school. Like, I was already in Morgantown. So it was just like, all right, I'm finally here for good now. Like, I'm here for the next 4 years. I'm not just coming to visit and going back to Columbus. I'm actually going to be here for the next 4 years.
Okay. Next question here we got from Josh. I am Josh Witt.
Shout
the
out
country
guy.
With the best food.
Mm-hmm.
The country with the best food that you've been to?
Chile.
And what's your favorite food from Chile?
Man. I can just say the chicken there was so good, just because, you know, chicken in America is the chicken in America. That's all I'm going to say. Their chicken was homegrown, man. They just, nah. They're just food was just naturally, everything was homegrown, so everything was good. I mean, their spices, their fajitas, everything was just, you know, they had their own little seasoning to it. It was crazy. Yeah.
See, I'm all about the seasoning, you know, throwing that little sprinkle on there.
Yeah. Hungary also has some great food, too.
That's a bet. Now, Usually, we ain't gonna put the pressure on you today, but usually, we make our guests do a food recipe of the week. But we'll make it a little bit easier on you this week. You know, you got a hard transition going to Canada, so we don't want to stretch you out too much. But we got a little fun one here. So Michael Jordan, right? Pre-game meals. Michael Jordan used to eat a steak and a baked potato.
Mm-hmm.
Chad Ochocinco used to eat McDonald's before a game. What's your go-to pre-game meal?
It's got to be pasta. Fettuccine. I like fettuccine. A good fettuccine or like some light pasta or a salad or something. I don't want to be too heavy for the game, so definitely a pasta. I mean, other than that, definitely steak and potatoes and some asparagus.
Carbo loading.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Or dirty, you know, either
one. For those who don't know, Bob Huggins is Italian. I don't care what nobody says. We ate steak and potatoes all the time. So yeah, shout out to us.
Hockey Bear.
Yeah, shout out to the goat. That's the game. It's my dog.
Elijah, we appreciate you coming on, man. You're definitely welcome anytime to come BS with us. I mean, like I said, talk music, talk sports, talk anything you want to talk. We'll definitely have to catch up with you when you get up to Canada, man. Stay warm up there. Get a Canada Goose jacket or something, man.
The bad tings.
It's going to be cold up there, man.
Yeah, I know it, man. I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate y'all for having me, bro.
Like I said, man, we appreciate you coming on. This has been episode 56, Day One Lifestyle and Friends, the podcast featuring Elijah Maker.
And one.
Yes, sir. And one. Yes, sir.